Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast number 30 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries. Sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. In previous podcasts, I've discussed the importance of adding variety and versatility to your game, as well as practicing the right way to get the most out of your sessions. In this podcast, I'd like to talk about how to go about adding a little spice and variety to your serve. Successfully doing so will increase the overall potency and effectiveness of your game. Now, in my opinion, the serve is one of the most challenging strokes to master in tennis. Even though the serve is the one stroke over which you have complete control from start to finish, and you're starting the stroke from a stationary or standing position, serving with proper technique requires a fair amount of physical ability, hand-eye, and body coordination. The fact is, there are several moving parts to the serve, starting with the toss, to using your legs and upper body, shoulder rotation, wrist supination and pronation, to name a few, and of course, trying to execute all of this with proper timing and a fluid motion. Now, whatever your service motion, whether your form resembles the professionals we see at tournaments and on television, or perhaps it's of the unique homemade variety, I always encourage my students to try serving using a variety of different grips. If for no other reason, it affords them an opportunity to see and get a feel for themselves the impact each of these different grips has on the ball action of their serves. Now, when it comes to serving, the continental grip is perhaps the most commonly used grip among pros and club players. As you are all familiar with, the continental grip is in between the eastern forehand and eastern backhand grips. It is also commonly used when volleying, hitting slices, chips, and overheads because of the versatility of the grip. Now, I know there's a sizable contingent of recreational players out there whose service motions are perhaps not as conventional. Now, many of these players hit what I refer to as a platter serve, where the primary motion of the serve is essentially a hinging of the forearm rather than a rolling of the shoulder or overhand throwing motion. It's called a platter serve because the arm is in a position similar to a, for example, a server at a restaurant carrying a tray or platter of dishes balanced on the palm of the hand, which is facing upwards to the sky. Regardless of whether or not your service motion is conventional, I've always believed it's important to gain a better understanding of the ways in which you can impact the ball. Experimenting with different grips to hit serves is one way to go about this. Now, as I mentioned earlier, when serving, most people hold their racket using a continental grip, which is likely due to the way they were taught when they first learned how to serve. What I encourage everyone to do is to experiment with the different grips. For example, try using the eastern forehand grip as well as the eastern backhand grip. I mean, relative to the grip you typically use, if, for example, you use the continental grip, see how the ball contact feels. Take notice of the different ball action and spin you can impart using each of these different grips. Now, when it comes to holding the racket when you serve, there's one other consideration separate from the continental, eastern forehand, and eastern backhand grips, and that is whether you hold the racket using a so-called trigger grip or a hammer grip. The trigger grip is as it sounds. When holding the racket, the index finger is significantly higher than the thumb on the racket handle. The hammer grip is when holding the racket, the index finger is just about level with the thumb on the racket handle. Now, we've posted some pictures on our Facebook page at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis, as well as on our website at rockandrallytennis.com. Now, illustrating what the trigger and hammer look like when using an eastern backhand, continental, and eastern forehand grip. Now, as a general rule of thumb, because everyone's anatomical proportions, flexibility, athleticism, etc. vary, and assuming your ball toss is in the same spot, using the eastern backhand grip enables you to impart the most amount of spin on the serve relative to the continental and eastern forehand grips. The flip side, of course, is that the eastern forehand grip, enables you to more easily flatten out your serves, in other words, impart the least amount of spin relative to the other two grips. And you will see this for yourself as you hit some serves using each of these three grips. Now, what about the trigger and the hammer? Now again, generally speaking, a trigger grip provides more stability, but it can be a little restrictive when it comes to maximizing racket acceleration on the serve. The hammer grip allows for more freedom of movement of your hand, consequently enabling greater racket acceleration on the serve. Now, through the years, I've recommended to my students to experiment and practice with both trigger and hammer while using an Eastern forehand, Eastern backhand, and continental grip when hitting serves. I believe it's important to experiment to see what may be a potential improvement over the grip setup that you're currently using. As I mentioned earlier, everyone is built a little differently, with different levels of strength, flexibility, athleticism, and so on. For some players, using a hammer and continental grip may be what feels most comfortable and enables them the greatest flexibility in hitting a variety of different serves. For others, it may be a trigger and Eastern backhand grip. It really just depends. The bottom line is, experiment. There is no one way or right way to go about this. There is only what is right for you. You may just discover there are alternative ways to hit the exact same serves, only it may be easier for you to use a particular grip setup to hit certain types or different types of serves versus the grip setup you've been using up to this point. So get a grip or two or three on your serve and give yourself the opportunity to realize the full potential of your serve. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.